Officers at the Powell River RCMP detachment are once again reminding drivers that elementary schools and Brooks Secondary School are back in session as of September 3, which means school zones are now in effect. The 30 km/h speed limit in school zones is in effect from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. during normal school days. Playground zones continue to be in effect 7 days a week from dawn until dusk. Officers are also reiterating that vehicle drivers and bike riders must come to a complete stop at stop signs and occupied crosswalks, and when lights on a school bus are flashing yellow or red. They must remain stopped until the lights stop flashing and the bus starts to move, as children can be easily distracted and not pay attention to vehicles. It is illegal to pass a school bus in either direction while its red lights are flashing. In our part of the Sunshine Coast, no destination is that far away. Another minute or two is unlikely to affect your day, so take the opportunity to pause for a moment of zen. The bus will be on its way in no time. Basic rules of the road everyone learned as new driver should never be ignored, including pulling over for ambulances and stopping for school buses, regardless of the direction the big yellow vehicle is headed. Whether a driving test was taken a year ago, 10 years ago, or 40 years ago, those rules should stick with the person behind the wheel. If not, then a flashing stop sign should suffice to remind the driver of the possible danger ahead. Everyone has moments of not coming to a complete stop at a stop sign, pulling a U-turn at an inappropriate location, or not following the arrows properly when entering or leaving a parking lot. Those seemingly innocent infractions can still lead to a fine, or worse, an accident. While "I was late for" insert excuse here might garner a sympathetic reaction in those cases, ignoring the law when it comes to children entering and exiting their mode of transport to and from school is a dangerous practice for anyone with a license. If you're in a rush, whose fault is it? Leave earlier, plan your commute better. Be aware of your surroundings and make sure everyone gets to where they are headed safely, whether they're on foot, in a vehicle, on a bicycle, or getting on or off a bus. Play it safe and take extra precautions when driving in any area where children may be crossing the road. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.